Proclamation number 7065 of 13th of March, 1958. Redemption of the bound in the environment. You can all contribute to the redemption of the spiritual as soon as only your love embraces everything which still remains in bondage and therefore in wretchedness. Love is the only remedy, for love is a barrier which you erect against the adversary, which prevents his activity. If you think of the wretched, bound spiritual being completely powerless against the adversary, that it still belongs to the adversary, and want to help it and use your strength to release it, then you are truly doing a work of redemption of utmost importance, for this spiritual's ascent development will be facilitated, it will be able to integrate itself more quickly into the laws of divine order and can also more easily break the external form and be more quickly conceived into new deformations, so that it will reach maturity more quickly. And you humans achieve this redemption of the bound spiritual through those activities which you consciously carry out in love under God's blessing. Be it through the creation of material things which fulfill a serving purpose or also through helping to serve. If only you are always moved by the will to help this bound spiritual to progress, every work will then, apart from its actual purpose, also have a spiritual effect which, although you cannot see it, is undeniably beneficial for the bound spiritual substance and also transfers you into an outer sphere of life, so that the spiritual substance in matter and also in the world of nature opens up to you and thus you yourselves emit emanations and thus your proximity already has a soothing effect on the still bound spiritual substance. You can believe that you are already doing tremendous redemption work when you embrace everything around you with loving thoughts. However, not with a love that wants to possess, but with a love that wants to pity, make happy and help everything that serves you in daily life. The spiritual bound in matter feels this love and is always more willing to serve you. And already this is the beginning of giving up resistance. But you yourselves then live a conscious life, conscious of your own task and also conscious of the state of all creatures and all created things. And if you yourselves have entered into a state of love which embraces everything, even so-called dead matter, it will also be easy for you to establish just order within yourselves, because love will then be the power which also accomplishes to come substances which are still ungodly and to help them to spiritualization. You must therefore, as it were, wage a battle with the one who still has those substances under his control. But against him you can only fight with the weapon of love. This is an irrevocable law that God's adversary can only be wrested his share through love. And if you now know that even a spiritual substance bound in matter succumbs to your strength of love, that it approaches you and, as it were, gives up its resistance in your hands, that it allows itself to be transformed by your will in order to be of service, then it will not be difficult for you to believe that you also achieve the same transformation within yourselves through love. That you have such an effective weapon in love against the enemy of your souls that he will gain less and less influence on those spiritual substances which still dwell in your bitterly shellless disorderly. Love can achieve everything. Love also takes pain upon itself if it can thereby accomplish a work of salvation. And you humans have to muster this unselfish love, for the adversary can no longer offer resistance to this love. He will then flee the place where he is only ever confronted by love because his power is broken there. But first this means that you must shape yourselves into love, Only then will you also have the strength to be active in redemption yourselves. And everything needs help. Both your fellow human beings as well as all works of creation which surround you. Be it matter, plants or animals. All of them can be helped in the maturing of their spiritual substances by you who, as I-conscious beings, are in the last stage of your development. If you radiate a lot of love, then everything in your environment will also be affected by this love and be moved to relax its resistance. It will feel your emanation of love beneficially and, as it were, enter into your will to fulfill its task in a helpful way. But it will also feel and harden every unkind radiation and then also reveal this through abnormal development, through malignancy or unfavorable influence on its environment. What could you humans achieve if love determined your whole being to think and act? And truly, no disorderly states would become noticeable in and on yourselves, because your love would also constantly secure the influx of strength from God, and this truly achieves everything. Thus also able to create order in a way to which all still immature spiritual substances willingly submit. You will achieve nothing by force but everything with love. And you can therefore become healthy in soul and body if you lovingly try to put everything in the right order. Then love will change everything that previously expressed itself in an ungodly way. The soul will be freed from all coverings by virtue of love, and the body will also cease to be active in an ungodly way, because love now denies the adversary all access, because where love is, his activity has now become impossible. Amen.